February 5. Clay in the hands of the potter. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel. Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 4 to 6. I lay down my pen and lift up my soul in prayer, that the Lord would breathe upon his backslidden people, which are as dry bones, that they may live. The end is near, stealing upon us so stealthily, so imperceptibly, so noiselessly, like the muffled tread of the thief in the night, to surprise the sleepers off guard and unready. May the Lord grant to bring his Holy Spirit upon hearts that are now at ease, that they may no longer sleep as do others, but watch and be sober. Who will consent, even now, after wasting much of his lifetime, to give his will as clay into the hands of the potter, and cooperate with God in becoming his hands, molded a vessel unto honor? Oh, how must the clay be in the hands of the potter, how susceptible to receive divine impressions, standing in the bright beams of righteousness! No earthly selfish motive should be suffered to live, for if you give them place, you cannot be hewn into the divine image. The Spirit of truth sanctifies the soul. When the greatness of this work is comprehended, it will bring even the thoughts into captivity to Christ. This is beyond our private comprehension, but thus it will be. Then is it wisdom on our part to put dependence on our own works? We must let God work for us. Is there any excellency that appears in our characters or our conduct? Does it originate with finite human beings? No, it is all from God, the great center or expression of the power of the potter over the clay. Oh, that those whom the Lord has blessed with the treasures of truth would awake and say from the heart, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Acts chapter 9, verse 6. Light is increasing to enlighten every soul who will diffuse the light to others. General Conference Bulletin, February 4, 1893.